My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
So much going on around the NFL. We're going to hand out our game balls and no balls. But, Mike, I want to start with this situation yesterday in Miami, where before the games came on, and we were at, you know, you're at Mercedes-Benz, and maybe you got wind of this on your phone. You were like, Tyreek Hill, what arrested?
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, it was weird. The union, okay, representing the Miami-Dade police officers have put out a statement today saying Tyreek Hill was uncooperative and was only redirected, meaning get your ass on the ground. Here's the deal. I don't know if he was smart. A to these guys, I don't know what he said. Now, Tyreek Hill says, I didn't cuss, I didn't say anything to these guys. Yet still, Mike, he was pulled out of his car. The crazy thing to me, and you said this to me, guys, you guys do know he was here. Calais Campbell's one of the nicest guys you ever meet in the world. He was the 2019 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. He gives to the community. He's everything you'd ever want in an NFL player when you talk about what he does outside of the game. He stops Mike and tries to de-escalate
the situation. Get down on the ground!
And he gets handcuffed. What's going on?
Yeah, the video's out there now. The initial video, you only see a snippet. So, you know, like anything else, you got to take it in total. But there was a part where Tariq was slow to roll down the window. So, you know, we always try to give police the benefit of the doubt. But there are some police, when you don't comply immediately by rolling the window down, they get hot. And then the cop gets really hot, and then the cop starts screaming. Next thing you know, they get him out, they cuff him because he wasn't complying. The police union in Broward County released a statement that said basically Tariq wasn't complying. They held him. He was never arrested. He was handcuffed, and eventually they let him go. He was cited for reckless. But I got to be honest. When you hear that Broward sheriff, they pulled a video for the body cam, and then they put the guy on administrative leave.
That's a problem.
somebody was a little – we never want to – because you know me, man. I back the blue, but sometimes you get that reactionary cop. Who just, you know, you will respect my authority, get on the ground! And that's what that turned into. And then Calais Campbell, as you said, a friggin' gentle giant. And he rolls up and they tell him to get on the ground.
Now, to Mike's point about the other side of this, because I'm trying to be fair and balanced.
Right.
If a 6'8" dude, 290, 310, whatever he is.
Hey, officer, what seems to be the problem?
Gets out of his car and wants to... police officers have to be careful. I don't ever take for granted that their jobs are super dangerous and the fact that they have people roll up on them all the time.
And that's something the cops do not. And again,
no.
for your point, for their safety, they're not going to really feel that warm and fuzzy about it.
For no damn reason. So I said this to my wife today because we were talking about it. Because, again, this gets back to why is Tyreek Hill treated this way? And Tyreek Hill said yesterday after the game, he said, what if I wasn't Tyreek Hill? And it's just an interesting thing. Like, what if I wasn't going to the Dolphins game? Does anybody film that? Does anybody give a damn? I don't know. But this is what we've always talked about in these situations when it comes to social justice, Mike, and cops being overzealous. I'll just say, I said to my wife, I said, well, Calais is trying to de-escalate. She said, baby, if you were a cop and this dude got out of his car
right.
and said, hey, I know him, I play with him, I don't know who you are. All these police officers don't know who these guys are.
But
so
hold on, Mike.
So then she says, would you react the same way? And I said, you're probably right, because Calais Campbell, when you see him, is an intimidating figure. But at some point, Mike, somebody said, these guys are going to Dolphin game, and guess what? Dolphins got wind of it, and this got this thing got, you know, what right. ended up the way it should have, which was them being at the stadium and playing. My point is, police officers, I get that aspect of it, and that's probably why Calais got handcuffed.
Right, but I mean, at some point, Tariq Hill, is he culpable because he didn't roll down the window immediately and listen to, you know, most of us have said, you know, black, white, hands on the steering wheel, especially African Americans, that don't say anything because we know the history. I'm not naive enough to not, I understand. I get the issue. But to me, you get a cop that's like, dude, you got African Americans driving luxury automobiles outside the Dolphin Stadium 3 hours before kickoff. I think they're Miami Dolphins.
A lot of luxury vehicles in Miami, though.
But I mean, but still, I mean, it's Tariq Hill. I'm just.
But you know him.
Right.
You know who he is. I know who he is because this is what we do.
Well, they got the
people who don't.
They got the one Broward sheriff's deputy who doesn't know who Tariq Hill is.
That's the thing.
But again, when they pulled the body cam and then put him on administrative leave, he obviously was certainly not following procedures to the point that they're comfortable with having him on the street right now.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that the way that it transpired. But at the end of the day, the good news is everything. He's okay. He right. played. He had an impact in the game yesterday.
He had his longest touchdown reception of his career.
And even the celebration with the handcuffs was kind of funny with Jalen Waddle. It's Dukes and Bell, NFL Blitz, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. As we go around the National Football League, game balls, no balls. We have game balls and no balls back. And we'll hand them out coming up in less than 10 minutes. Mike, Jordan Love. Expected to miss several weeks with that MCL sprain that happened Friday night against the Eagles in Brazil.
It looked awful at the time, and a lot of folks are saying Jalen Carter was playing dirty pool in the way he made contact with him as that play. You saw how that play kind of developed, and the NFL is trying to protect guys from reaching around for players' legs, but when a player starts to move and scramble, I mean, what are you supposed to do, right? You're trying to make a play.
Yeah, I didn't realize he got squished like that until I saw the replay. Like, when he threw the ball, the camera follows the ball. Then they went back to it, and I was like, oh, he got hit high and low. Ooh.
Yeah, it just looked awful. And again, you've seen the super slow motion where the knee actually pops. Like, you can really – you seen it, Chris? Where the knee actually – you can see it, like, literally, you can see the motion. Meanwhile, in our division, not only do the Panthers get smoked by the Saints, Derrick Brown now has a serious knee injury.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, one of the best defensive tackles who just got a big contract in that 47-10 loss. It's unclear when he suffered the injury, but apparently they're saying it's a piece. Is it a PSL? A PSL? It's a personal seat license. But you know what?
I know what's on your mind.
I can tell you this. It's more painful than a PCL. That's a PSL. But anyway, they're saying he could be out for 4 weeks. Saying he could be out for...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.